Welcome to Crack the China Code. I'm Rosella Pfund, the founder of Success with Tourists from China and Asia Experts Network. If you're wondering how to unlock the Chinese tourist market or the Chinese e-commerce market for your business located in Europe, you are in the right place. I can't wait to share with you behind-the-scenes secrets, latest insights I have gained after working more than a decade as China market expert. Stay tuned. Welcome to a new episode of Crack the China Code. Uncover the formula to boost your turnover in the low travel period in Europe during Chinese New Year 2023. In this episode, you will uncover the insights on how to attract Chinese luxury visitors in Europe during Chinese New Year 2023, and why this target segment can boost your turnover in the low travel season. You realize, as a European tourism-related business, that right now, mid of January, it is a low travel season in Europe. That means revenues for your business, no matter if you are a hotel, a department store, a luxury retailer, or other tourism-related business, are not so high. It is actually now needed to see how you can adjust your sales strategy now during the low travel season, and what is the right target segment, which is now ready to spend money, big money, on traveling and shopping in Europe. You might ask me, is it really possible for my business in Europe to adjust my strategy to reach out for Chinese consumers in Europe during Chinese New Year? Stay tuned. In this episode, I will deliver you all the relevant insight about why it is smart for your business to reach out for Chinese consumers right now and what it means for your business revenue. In part one, I want to break down for you all relevant insights about the Chinese New Year and what that means for your business in Europe. In part two, I want to uncover for you a last-minute two-step strategy, how you can easily adjust your existing marketing strategy to reach out to Chinese visitors in Europe in no time. Let's dive into part one here. I will break down for you all the relevant insight about Chinese New Year, what you need to know. The situation in China right now, after Sunday, the 8th of January, China opened its borders, dismantling the last pillar of their COVID policy. Chinese people rushed to plan trips abroad after officials last month announced that quarantine would be dropped, sending inquiries on popular travel websites soaring. That means that there is right now a huge interest of Chinese people to travel abroad. But what is now Chinese New Year? Chinese New Year is a national holiday in China that lasts for 7 days every year. And it occurs between January 21st and February 20. This travel festival celebrates the beginning of the new year, marking the end of winter and the beginning of the spring season. The extended new year travel period lasts 40 days, and it is known pre-pandemic as the world's largest annual migration of people. Each year in the lunar calendar is represented by one of 12 zodiac animals. The year 2023 is connected to the zodiac sign of the rabbit. For your business, now important to realize is that Chinese New Year's is a busy travel period, and the Chinese people have a 7-day national holiday, and the year 2023 is the year of the rabbit. You need this information about the zodiac sign later on for your strategy, which I will explain in the second part of this episode. What can you expect from Chinese New Year 2023? You might ask me. This Lunar New Year public holiday, which officially runs from 21st of January, will be the first since 2020 without domestic travel restrictions. China's Ministry of Transport said on Friday that it expected more than 2.1 billion number of trips over the holiday period, double that of last year, but still just 70% of the level seen in 2019, that means pre-pandemic level. The travel rush lasts 14 days around the Lunar New Year this year, so it means it already did begin on the 7th of January. Traditionally, Chinese people take the opportunity to travel and visit their family. Most factories will be closed during the long week holiday. That means 1 week of occasion for most Chinese people to travel and to do shopping. China's tourism consumption during the upcoming Chinese New Year holiday is likely to see a continued recovery because the number of trips is forecasted to double. You might now wonder, what was the spending power during Chinese New Year 2022? Here are the numbers for you. The data from last year, from 2022, this data is from the Chinese Ministry of Culture and Tourism. The spending power of Chinese people during Chinese New Year was 180.12 billion euro on shopping and dining during the last year's Spring Festival holiday. An increase from 2020, but still below the amount in 2019, so it means to pre-pandemic level. At that time, the spending power was over 144 billion euro, according to the government data. Now you might ask me, what does that mean for your business in Europe for Chinese New Year? At the moment, there is a relevant group of Chinese consumers here in Europe. These are Chinese students on the one hand and wealthy Chinese individuals on the other hand. Plus, you should be aware that a few travelers from China might be back, but it will take time until the new wave of outbound tourists will bounce back to Europe. This is due to testing requirements on travelers from China after infection surged, and the airlines have been reluctant to immediately make major changes to their flight schedules, meaning capacity remains tight and prices are still high. Nevertheless, there is this very interesting target segment with a high spending power for your business in Europe. This often overlooked target group will use now Chinese New Year from the 7th of January till the 15th of February to travel and shop in Europe for luxury goods. And that means you can benefit from this purchasing power of this target segment. I will break it down for you in part two, how you can adapt your marketing strategy accordingly and how you can build up your two-step last-minute strategy to make the most of the spending power of this target segment. Now, who can benefit from the spending power of Chinese consumer during this travel period here in Europe? Which locations are high in demand? Winter sport and warm and sunny places are very high in demand. Also, popular shopping cities are researched by Chinese consumers. Which categories are high in demand? I want to mention here the major categories who can benefit from the spending power of Chinese consumers. So these are luxury hotels, boutique hotels, service apartments, luxury shops, tour operators, retailers, restaurants, theme parks, car rental services, city tours, destination services, concierge services, just to mention the major categories. There are a lot of categories who can benefit from this target segment. An important insight for your business: Chinese consumers have a high spending power, and especially an interesting target segment for high-quality businesses. They value services, and they are also open to pay for this high service. Therefore, if you are a high-quality business, realize you can benefit from this target segment by increasing your turnover in low season. Now, in part two, I want to break down for you a last-minute strategy, a two-step success formula, which will give you the opportunity to unlock this target segment for your business for the Chinese New Year. You might ask me how to get into the spending power of Chinese New Year consumers. And more important, the question, do you need to do something to get into this target segment? Okay, before your business is getting the attention of Chinese consumers for New Year, you need to adapt your strategy. You might ask me, really, why do I have to do this? You have to be aware that this segment, Chinese consumers, do an extensive research about their next holiday destination, the hotel, the restaurants, the shopping, the sea park, and all the activity they will do during their holiday. But they will do the whole research process on tools that are only used in China. That means that they could be spending money with you, but you are not appearing where they are researching. Very important for you to realize if you want to get into this potential, get on the right tools that they are using. So, step one of the last minute formula is the visibility. It is an important insight for you to realize that you need to shift your marketing strategy so that you become visible on the right tools this target segment is using. And I would recommend you now, for your last minute strategy, to go to the App Store and download the WeChat app. WeChat is the preferred social media tool of Chinese consumer. So they use this tool to do the research, and it is possible for you to download this tool, and you can create in this app a private profile with your contact details, and you can find more relevant insight about this most preferred app of Chinese consumer in my podcast episode number 7. There you will get all the insight about the secret of this power channel. So, your first step for your success formula, please download this app and create a profile and go to my podcast episode 7 to get all the relevant insight how to use this power tool. Step 2 is incorporate Chinese New Year into your promotion strategy by doing some small gestures, last-minute promotion activity to get the attention of this target segment, to show them that you welcome them, that you welcome Chinese consumer. What do I mean by this? Here are some last-minute tips you can apply. For example, do some decoration using the colors red and golden and use the zodiac sign, the rabbit. Create some greeting banners with the inscription Happy New Year. You can do that also in Mandarin. Create some special discount promotion for products, packages, or arrangement. Select something what fits best for you. Here, I want to give you also some best practice for your inspiration. For example, for retailer, if you spend 500 euro, you will get a 20% discount, or you can get a special gift, a perfume, a scarf, or something else. You get the idea. Or you can create a limited edition for New Year, which is also very, very popular, and a lot of retailers are doing so. I mention here the big names, for example, Harrods or Rina Schente. For hotels, for example, you can offer a package like stay in our hotel for 2 nights and you will get a wellness massage or a special dinner, and name this like New Year's package. What I would like for you to realize, also with a small marketing budget, you can promote intentionally now to Chinese consumer for Chinese New Year's. Also, a small gesture will have a big effect. You just need to start to take action. Please try this two-step last-minute formula out to get the attention of Chinese consumer for the New Year 2023. This formula can be implemented in your strategy in no time. To sum it up, you have learned in this episode about the Chinese New Year travel period and the target segment available for your business in Europe. I have given you the insights about Chinese New Year and what it means for your business in Europe in part one. You have learned why attracting Chinese consumer now for the Spring Festival can help your business to have a high turnover in the low travel period season in Europe. You have also uncovered about the target segment of Chinese consumers in Europe and that the new wave of Chinese outbound tourists will bounce back in the next couple of months in Europe. We have seen that a lot of businesses, especially high-quality businesses, can benefit from this target segment in Europe. In the second part, I have shared with you the best way how you can attract Chinese consumers for the New Year 2023 with my two-step last-minute strategy, so that you can step in the huge spending power of Chinese consumer during the New Year 2023. If you like my support, I have here two special offerings for you. My first offering is a one-to-one. If you like my support in mapping out your success strategy, and if you like to get crystal clear on your Chinese consumer kickstart roadmap, so that you stop struggling with the Chinese consumer market, start getting into this most lucrative market for the European tourism-related industry. Depending on your special requirements, we can work on your visibility, on your promotion, on your marketing. During 1 hour and a half online consulting session, you will go from not being existent for Chinese consumers to knowing exactly how to get their attention and the business. You will walk away with a ton of guidance, support, and advice to kickstart your success story with a lucrative target segment. Plus, you will get 1 week of VIP support to implement your strategy. A second offering is my Plan Your Promo Package, Chinese Visitors in Europe 2023. This is a self-study program so that you can start to capitalize on the huge spending power of Chinese consumer in Europe. Plan Your Promo is designed to give you as European business owner all the insights about all the business opportunity so that you can benefit from Chinese consumers' spending power. This ultimate package delivers you the best training material, video training, checklist, links for your calendar, insights to learn from the best, and so much more. This package is available for just 499 euro. You find in the show notes the links for these two offerings, and I'm so excited for you to see the big shifts possible for your business. take action today by implementing my success formula into your strategy. Just a short reminder, Chinese consumers living in Europe and the new wave of Chinese tourists in Europe have a huge spending power. The spending power in 2023 is 21.7 billion euro, and this spending power will increase in the upcoming years. And your business in Europe can benefit from this target segment. Make it your mission in 2023 to work on your strategy to go for this amazing target segment that is available for your business. Stay tuned. More insights will follow soon. Thanks for listening to the Crack the China Code podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with your business partner. Leave us a review and subscribe to make sure you stay in the loop for any updates.